Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some major moves shaking up the AI landscape. From SpaceX's big bet on AI coding to new subscription models for smart glasses, we've got it all. First up, SpaceX has made a massive $60 billion acquisition of the AI coding startup Cursor. According to Wired, this deal could reshape how AI models from OpenAI and Anthropic are accessed within Cursor's platform. Cursor hopes to keep offering a variety of AI models even after becoming part of SpaceX, but the future is uncertain. This move puts SpaceX right in the middle of AI rivalries, as it now owns a popular tool used by developers worldwide. Cursor's new access to SpaceX's computing power could lead to more powerful AI models, possibly surpassing competitors. In other news, Meta is shifting its smart glasses business to a subscription model for advanced AI features. The Verge reports that while basic use is free, features like conversation focus require a Meta One premium plan subscription. This feature enhances speech clarity in noisy environments but is limited to 3 hours monthly without a subscription. Meta's move reflects a broader trend of monetizing AI-powered consumer tech beyond the initial hardware sale. Experts suggest this strategy is less about covering AI costs and more about creating ongoing revenue streams. OpenAI is reportedly considering giving the US government a 5% stake in the company to ease political tensions. As The Verge shared, this proposal, floated by CEO Sam Altman, would let the public share in AI's financial upside. With OpenAI valued at $852 billion, that stake would be worth about $42.6 billion. The talks are early, and it's unclear if other AI companies would join this effort. This idea comes amid increased government scrutiny and export controls on AI technologies. Microsoft just launched its own AI deployment company called Microsoft Frontier Company, backed by $2.5 billion. TechCrunch reports this new venture aims to help enterprises successfully implement AI using Microsoft's tools. It will be staffed by 6,000 experts and is already partnering with major clients like the London Stock Exchange Group and Unilever. This initiative goes beyond typical forward-deployed engineering teams, aiming to be the largest outcome-driven AI engineering force. It also follows similar moves by Amazon Web Services and AI labs like OpenAI and Anthropic. Finally, OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman has proposed donating 5% of OpenAI's equity to a U.S. sovereign wealth fund. According to TechCrunch, this would help secure good relations with the administration and address political backlash. The plan would involve other AI companies donating stakes too, but it faces hurdles like congressional approval. This proposal aligns with growing calls to treat AI as a public resource and share its economic benefits widely. Senator Bernie Sanders has even proposed a 50% tax on AI company stock to fund such initiatives. That wraps up today's top AI stories. We're witnessing a pivotal moment where AI's growth is driving new business models, government involvement, and fierce competition. Stay tuned as these developments continue to unfold and reshape the future of technology.